Mexican President Felipe Calderon will be in Washington, D.C. this week. He'll be meeting with Barack Obama, and then he's going to address a joint session of Congress on Thursday. But this comes just days after his close friend and a prominent Mexican politician was kidnapped in his country. And Calderon is trying to convince the Congress that there's not a worsening security situation going on south of the border. Many people see the suspected kidnapping of Diego Fernandez de Ceballos as a sign that organized crime in Mexico is targeting the government and is out of control. We're joined now by Inma Hill, a reporter for our partner, the BBC, based in Mexico City. First, tell us about the senator from Mexico who was allegedly kidnapped.
Well, this is a major figure in Mexican politics. Here, people know him as Jefe Diego, Diego the Boss. And he has been a key player in the democratic transition in this country. He's also been a former presidential candidate in 1994. He's been a senator and congressman, and still today he remains one of Mexico's most successful attorneys. He's quite a character here. He wears a beard, and he's always with a cigar, and he's quite outspoken. He's been quite a controversial character as well, because as an attorney, he has won some major cases that, on the one hand, have made him very wealthy, but also quite controversial. He's also been quite outspoken about criticizing the current leadership of the ruling party, the National Action Party of President Felipe Calderon. And within his party, he remains a heavyweight, not always siding with Felipe Calderon, but leading a very sort of traditionalist branch of his party. Overall, I would say he's one of the most influential political figures here in Mexico.
So help me put this in context, Inma. Is there an escalation going on here? As the government, we've seen reports coming out and some of the violence stemming from gang wars, even bleeding over the border into the United States. And the government, Felipe Calderon, has assured U.S. officials that they are cracking down on violence. But at the same time, it sounds like the violence on the other side is escalating as well.
Well, it has not been confirmed yet who is behind this disappearance or kidnapping. It could be organized crime, but there are other possibilities as well. The government and the attorney office are considering as well other hypotheses, like that it could be someone related to him or close to him, some sort of political or personal rival. And they also consider that it could be somebody related to one of his court cases. So it's not clear that it's organized crime. What it is clear is that there is some kind of perception here that violence has perhaps escalated to a previously unknown level. Although Mexicans are quite used to kidnappings, it's a very common crime here. What's unusual and what makes this case exceptional in a way is that it's such a high profile.
Right.
And it is true that for the first time, President Calderon has admitted that Mexico is going through a violence phase,
right,
that is similar to that Colombia went through in the 80s or 90s. So for the first time...
Yeah, Inma Hill is a reporter for our partner, the BBC. She's based in Mexico City.